Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Gift of Spirit Radio on Healthy Life. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, spiritual medium, spiritual mentor, and teacher of the Gift of Spirit. We are live and we're having a very special show today. On the show today, we're talking about experiencing heaven on earth. And we're going to hear real life stories of these heavenly happenings. I'll be sharing my own personal stories of these slices of heaven that happened early on in my life that opened me up to believe in eternity, the afterlife, spirit, and the heavens. We're going to be answering the questions of why do we experience heaven on earth? What do these experiences entail? And what is the spiritual purpose behind these experiences? And we want to hear from you. In just a bit, we're going to be opening up the phone lines to have our listeners call in on 800-555-5453 to share how they, too, have experienced heaven on earth. So growing up, I listened more than I talked. I was very, very quiet, sensitive, though I was very intuitive. You know, I could easily pick up as a child what people were really like just by being in their presence. Everyone seemed just very transparent for me. I just had this knowing. And my family referred to me as special, I believe, because I survived a near-death experience when I was born. I was 6 to 7 weeks premature, and I wasn't supposed to live through the night. And the hospital social worker informed my parents that they would help with the funeral arrangements after I was born. I'd gone through a number of, surgeries and transfusions, and they just didn't think that I was going to make it. At that time, my mom went to the chapel in the hospital, and she got down on her knees, and she prayed to God, asking that I live. And then she told me a couple years ago that at that time she saw a vision of a man in a blue cloak who told her she will live. And then as I was growing up, I was actually treated with kid gloves, like very fragile. And I think it was due to the way I came into the world. But I grew up knowing that I survived something, and I had a strong sense that I was here for a reason. So here's some spiritual experiences of mine. I fast forward to May of 1995, and I'm, young in my 20s, and I experienced a tragic loss of a childhood friend that I grew up with who was killed in a car accident on her way home from college. And I was in shock. I couldn't accept the fact that she was really gone. And this was my first experience with losing someone, and, you know, it felt so final. I really couldn't bear it. Shortly after, my close friend started appearing in my dreams under a tree, and I was there too, and I could see, feel, and hear her and communicate with her. You know, I would wake up feeling, you know, so much love and joy, and I felt like I had been to heaven and back. And these heavenly dreams and glimpses of my best childhood friend, you know, healed my grieving heart. You know, I've spoken about this on prior shows, and it allowed me to move forward in my life, knowing that she was just a heavenly dream away. And then the following year, you know, I was in a car accident in Chicago. Our car had been stopped on a very busy highway at night because of an accident ahead of us. And the cars were weaving in and out, and it was dark, and there were flares, and the faster lanes were actually going, and our lane was stopped because of the accident ahead of us. And we were the last car in that stopped lane, and on this, you know, highway, like short drive, people were moving very fast. And a car slammed into us, and I was thrown back in the passenger seat, reclined on impact, and I couldn't feel my body anymore, and I began to panic, thinking, this is it. You know, right at that moment, a Filipino man got in the driver's seat of the car, and I could see him, and he said, "I'm a doctor. Wiggle your toes. Look, you're not paralyzed. You've pinched vertebrae down your back, and you need to start breathing now." And I then felt a gasp of breath, and my actual boyfriend, who's my husband now, got back into the car, and I asked him, you know, where's the doctor? He was just here. And he said, "You're in shock, honey. The ambulance is on the way." He never saw the doctor, but I did end up, you know, pinching vertebrae down my back, and I had whiplash. And I often wondered, you know, what happened to that doctor who got in the car with me at just the right moment to help me realize that I was going to be okay and to breathe. And then in 2011, when I had a spiritual awakening and I was at this conference meditating for the first time, we went into a Meet Your Guardian Angel meditation. And while in meditation, a Philippine man in spirit approached me and said, you know, my name is Renee. I recognized him right away. He was very familiar. He said, we've met. I'm a doctor, and I was your guardian angel that day. Now, you can imagine my jaw dropped. I was full of chills, and because for 15 years I thought that this doctor had really pulled his car over after the car accident, got in the car at just the right moment to help me. So I realized that we all have guardian angels. A few years later, after the car accident in 1998, my grandfather, who I was so close with growing up, was like a father to me, and he had a heart attack. And I drove in right away to Michigan, and we all took turns staying with him overnight in the hospital. And one of the nights I was with him in the hospital, he woke me up 1:30 in the morning, squeezing my hand. And when he woke me up, he was looking behind my shoulder, and he said, Dahl, that was my nickname, she's here. And I said, who's here, Grandpa? And I remember his eyes sparkling so blue. He was staring behind me, and he said, your friend's here. She's standing right behind you. I see the light. She's going into the light, and I need to go now. I had a lot of chills. I could feel my childhood friend behind me because she had been coming to me in my dreams. And my grandfather was so close to this childhood friend because she lived right next door to him. So I told my grandfather, no, you can't go to the light yet, Grandpa. I said, your daughter's coming tomorrow. This is my aunt. You've got to hold on. And right then he closed his eyes and went back to sleep. And it's a heavenly experience that to this day, you know, it's crystal, crystal clear for me. I remember all the words. I remember the moments. I remember just, you know, holding his hand and telling him to stay. A few days later, my mom and I were with my grandfather, and he was holding each of our hands, and he had received the morphine because it was time. His lungs were filling up with fluids, and his kidneys had shut down. And he was holding our hands and still talking to us, and he said to us, look up, look, Slim's here. He was looking above himself, mentioning his brother who was in spirit, coming to greet him. And he mentioned many family members at that time that were kind of coming in to let him know that they were here, just encircling him with love to help him to go home. It was so beautiful knowing that his family members that had passed before him were coming in to greet him and helping him peacefully transition. He closed his eyes just a few moments later, and then he was on his journey home. So come back to 2011. I'm in New York. I'm at a conference to hear authors speak, and unbeknownst to me, I open up to see, feel, and hear spirit, my first meditation. And I remember walking out to meet one of the authors, a little shaken up from the experience, because I had just seen my grandmother, grandfather, and uncle on the stage and had heard from my best childhood friend in spirit. And I walked up to this author, Marian Williamson, to have her sign a book. And the tears and the chills just started coming, and I began crying, saying, what's happening here with me? And at that moment, she stopped the line and said, I need to spend time with her. And she said a divine prayer over me, holding my hand, letting me know that it was going to be okay. And that night, I slept so peacefully in the hotel, and I woke up hearing angels singing. These songs sounded like hymns. And I felt so much love. I felt so light. And I experienced this feeling of complete bliss. And the angels singing and this feeling of wholeness, oneness, and bliss, all of this was with me for about 2 weeks. I came home, you know, so in love with my husband. It kind of freaked him out. My husband and I had been through so much because their son had been so sickly for the first 5 years of his life in and out of the children's hospitals. But I remember my husband saying, what is happening with you? Are you going to be okay? And I said, I don't quite know, but it feels like it just feels really, really, really good. I could feel them. I could kind of see them when I closed my eyes, and I could hear these songs. And I said to him, it's like the heavens are open. these are some of my spiritual experiences that happened early on in my 20s, and then later on in my 40s, they started to come back. And it was just a time for me to open up and just, you know, realize that the heavens exist and spirit exists, and we are here to understand that that love and that guidance is still very much with us. So we're going to be opening up the calls here to our listeners, to hear from our radio listeners, to share some of their own spiritual experiences. And you can call in on 800-555-5453 to share your experience with Heaven on Earth and what happened and how this impacted your own life. And so we're going to open up the phone lines here in just a minute on 800-555-5453. So please join us. Please call in. I have another story that I'd like to share at this time. I just kind of remember. Well, actually, we have a caller right now, so I'll go back to that story in just a minute. We have Heather on the phone. Welcome, Heather. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for joining us on Gifted Spirit Radio today.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, welcome. So, Heather, share with us, what has been your experience with Heaven on Earth or more than one?
Yes, yes, and you're right. I've actually had three really, really big experiences that have enhanced my senses and have opened me up to receiving the gift of spirit. And I'd say my journey started off as a very, very young adult, or actually even childhood. My whole life, as long as I can remember, I've always been very, very emotionally sensitive and extremely intuitive. And it was around 14 or 15 years old that I had my first big experience. And I was babysitting, and I had the kids in bed, and the house was very, very quiet, and I was doing homework. And I glanced over at the couch, and I saw someone laying on the couch. And I knew the person that I saw wasn't real because they looked very transparent. But this person was so real to me. Their clothing, their features, everything about them looked so clear, even though they had this transparent look to them. And I was terrified, Stacy. Oh, I was so, so
yeah, it's
terrified.
It's really hard seeing that for the first time, especially when you're that young. You were 14?
Yes, 14, 15, very young. Yes, when the mother Cindy came home that evening, I of course shared my very, very frightening experience with her, and she proceeded to bring out a picture of her mother, who was recently deceased, and I believe she had even passed away in their home. And of course, this is exactly the person that I had seen laying on the couch. And like I said, I definitely wasn't ready to be seeing spirit at this time. I was so terrified. And so I think that I made a deal with spirit that I wasn't ready for it yet. And
did you have free will? That's right. Yeah.
So life continued, and then I moved forward to about my mid-20s, where I had my second major experience. And I clinically died. The date rape drug, GHB, stopped my heart. And I was resuscitated, and I was put on life support. And I was in a coma for approximately 4 or 5 hours before I miraculously woke up. And this was, when I woke up after being gone, it was the most incredible feeling I've ever felt in my entire life. And that sounds absolutely crazy, knowing that I was in a hospital. I, you know, had tubing down my throat. I was connected to life support, and everyone staring at me, and I didn't really know what happened or why I was in the hospital. But I had the most peaceful feeling that I have ever felt in my entire life. I just knew that everything in life was okay, and that everything was perfect. And I remember when I was unconscious, I remember being surrounded by this bright, bright light, like a light that I've never experienced here on Earth. And when I was surrounded by this white light, it was as if there were a million angels surrounding me and singing to me.
Oh,
and
wow, I just talked about that. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, Stacey, it was so incredible. And they weren't even saying things that had words. It was just vibration that they were singing. It was something that vibrated through my whole being. And it was just this pure bliss and pure ecstasy. And I've never, ever, ever felt anything like it. And there's nothing that I can even begin to compare it with. And after they were done singing to me, I was in a different area where there was colors, bright, bright colors. I transferred from this bright white light to these vivid colors like I've never, ever seen. And I'm a scuba diver. I've seen some pretty amazing things and bright, bright colors.
And this is while you were in a coma?
This is while I was in a coma remember seeing these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nothing in this world can. It's as if there's not even words to explain it because we've never felt it and we've never seen it here. It's so hard to even share it with you.
I've heard that people that have been in a coma. My neighbor actually went down in a helicopter, and he was hooked up as well, you know, in a coma. And he remembers crossing over and seeing such extreme, vivid colors that he's never seen before on Earth. Same, very similar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So amazing. And I also remember when I woke up from the coma, the first words out of my mouth was that I had met Monica. And this, I'm sharing this with you because to me this is proof that when we cross over to the other side, that people are really waiting there to greet us. Because Monica is this very special person in my life that never was actually born to an earthly body. She actually passed away before she was actually born. And she's always given signs that she's been around. And when I woke up, those were the first words out of my mouth, is that I remember being with her and that she was with me.
Wow, and how did you know that she was never born, or how did you have that connection with her?
This is a really interesting story. One of my girlfriends was supposed to be a conjoined twin, and when her mom was pregnant, my girlfriend's egg engulfed her conjoined twin's egg. And when my girlfriend was in sixth grade, she never knew she was supposed to be a conjoined twin. She was born normal and everything was healthy and fine with her. And then when she was in sixth grade, she fell and her stomach ballooned out as if she were pregnant. And they did an emergency surgery. I used something the size of a soccer ball and the size of a baseball, and they found hair follicles and tissue, and they were able to confirm at that point that she's one of these very, very rare cases out here where this has happened. And so we knew that she had this other spirit, this other soul, and Monica would always show up in her life, meaning that she would have these spiritual experiences happen in life. And when they would happen, she would say, oh, it's Monica. Monica's visiting. You know, when different things would happen and then
right,
feel
right.
around, and we'd say, oh, it's Monica. And she's been a big part of our life. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in my late 30s, and this happened to my girlfriend my age when she was in sixth grade. And so Monica's been around for a very, very long time. And my near-death experience was when I was 26.
Okay.
And so I had known of her for, you know, quite some time. And those were the words out of my mouth when I woke up was, I got to meet Monica.
So you got to meet Monica and share that with your friend. So how did it impact your life when you kind of came back?
Well, I would say that I feel like I brought a piece of that light with me. I had this huge joy, there was a variety of things. I had this eagerness to learn about what happens when people have near-death experiences and learn how their circumstances were so similar to mine that we do all experience a lot of these things. And I think that was one of the biggest things. And then just bringing this joy back with me and not having any sort of fear about what happens after we pass is probably the biggest thing, because I know that there's so many people that are terrified of what happens at the end, and I have absolutely no fear about what happens afterwards, because it is by far the most peaceful, most joyful feeling that I've ever experienced in my entire life.
And you're here to share that with people, especially those that, you know, haven't experienced it yet, because when they hear these personal stories of, yes, it happened, you know, I crossed over, I went over there, and it wasn't my time. It was time for me to come back and to share that, you know, the heavens really exist. I've heard so many of these stories of how people have had these near-death experiences, and I had a few myself, which opened me up to actually see spirit and hear spirit and realize that that we are sort of conjoined, I mean, tethered to the other side in some way, that love is there for us and that it does exist. So, Heather, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your amazing story. Beautiful. And we're going to be right back. We are talking about experiencing heaven on earth here in Real Life Stories on Gift of Spirit Radio, and we'll be back after these messages.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back. If you are just joining us on Gift of Spirit Radio, I am Stacy Lynn, your host, spiritual mentor and teacher of the Gift of Spirit. You can find me at giftofspiritradio.com. And we are opening up the phone lines right now to our listeners to call in on 800-555-5453 to share their heavenly experiences. So we have Craig on the line. Craig, welcome, and thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Wonderful. So, Craig, share with us what have been your experiences with heaven on earth.
Wow. Well, I've had many. I've been blessed that way. The first one that I recall was when my grandmother passed to the other side. I had already had precognition where I would oftentimes dream something that would occur exactly as I had dreamed it. And so I was kind of open to, you know, our reality being far more than we were taught, both in church or school. And one night I went down to Indiana where my grandmother and grandfather had lived, and he passed just 2 weeks before her. And I was asleep by myself in what we refer to as our TV room. I woke up in the morning at daybreak. It was in between sleep and wakefulness when I suddenly had what I can only describe as a vision of seeing my grandmother looking up at me as though I was looking through the floor. And I said, "Grandma, I love you. I want to go with you." And she looked back at me and she said, "No, no, you can't come with me." And she looked off as though someone were telling her what to say. And she said, "Not for a very, very long time."
She
just looked really
beautiful.
She visited
you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
and how old were you at the time?
I think it was about 17. And I think it was like my first year of college.
Okay.
You know, maybe 18. I think that, in fact, when I think about that, I was in a different dorm room, so it was probably 18 years of age. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So you were 17, and you experienced your grandmother coming to you and letting you know that it's not your time yet, and you were yearning for her, and that's why she came to let you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So, so the next thing that happened was I was in college in Evanston, Illinois, and I had a series of day visions or dreams where I would see various events throughout my childhood, and I became aware of the fact that they were progressing in chronological order over the span of about 2 weeks. And I had a certain sensitivity about a crossing on Sheridan Road where I would, you know, cross to go and study from the dorms to...
Oh, Craig, you're actually fading a little bit.
Yeah, we had somebody trying to call in.
Oh, okay.
So
if you can speak up just a little bit more.
How's that?
Great.
Okay, so I had this series of like day visions and night dreams where I saw my childhood events passing in chronological order, and I had a certain trepidation about a particular crossing. And one night in August, while walking back with a friend, I was on a sidewalk, you know, bordered by hedges, bushes, and I had the strangest feeling that the bushes, like I was in a tunnel, the bushes formed the walls and the top of a tunnel, like I was in this tunnel walking towards Sheridan Road. And when I got to the gate before the sidewalk, I saw it, almost like leap into the air and pivot and then come back down. I walked through it, and I was very afraid to walk through this gate at that point, but I did so anyway. And my friend Chuck said, "Hey, can we cross before, you know, the traffic?" And I said, "Sure." And I leaned over to run across Sheridan Road when I was suddenly struck by somebody racing along on a bicycle. I mean, racing, not just pedaling, but really racing.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over the handlebars and I landed on my back with such force that my backbone actually ripped through my clothes. And I remember my fingers being caught in his spokes very briefly. And so I was laying there on the sidewalk, and I suddenly became aware of the fact that I was paralyzed. And I then saw myself rising up from my body. And I looked out, looked down. I looked at the various directions. I saw the east, which was somewhat cold, and the south. I pivoted to the west. It was kind of blowing. You know, this is very late at night, 10 o'clock at night, so it wasn't a real sunset. And then
so then you were hit and you came out of your body and you could see yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to gauge what the different directions felt like for reasons I don't know, but just felt I should. But I did integral calculus in my head. I wanted to know if I knew who I was. Yep, I'm still Craig McWilliams. And so I just, you know, I had all my intellect and all my faculties and my memories. And I looked again to the south. I looked up in the sky and I saw...
Hope you're fading again, Craig.
I looked up in the sky and I saw stars, and one of which stood out more than the rest. And I went towards that star, and I became aware of the fact there was light, and I was just, you know, swooshing off to the light. But then I looked down and I realized that I was human in my appearance and form, and I was actually crawling, hands and knees, up a dirt tunnel. It was dirt, rock, something. Mm-hmm. And I was crawling up it rather rapidly. And I looked down and I could see myself that I was actually kind of outside that body. Went back into it and I got to the end. It was a destination and there was a garden. It was very iridescent, almost fluorescent. The colors were very bright. Everyone was dressed in white. And a woman walked over to me and she offered me a goblet with jewels on it. And
a goblet?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. She offered me a goblet, and another woman told me not to drink from it, and I said, nope, it's not my time, and I just kind of laughed it off, and I turned around and saw that my right leg was still in the bushes from whence I came, and I plunged back through them and felt the leaves on my face, and the next thing you know, I'm back inside my body on Earth. And ultimately,
wow.
There were people looking at me. I was still paralyzed, and they put my body in an ambulance, and it was like water skiing behind the ambulance up to Evanston Hospital. I was transported.
Mm. So you had a near-death experience, and you came out of your body, which I've heard of, and you were able to transcend and go to the heavens and receive and see and then realize it wasn't your time,
yep.
And you came back.
Yes.
And so how did that impact your life? You were so young, 18.
I was young, but I was also like one of the smartest people around. And I was very mm-hmm. arrogant about it, and I was very insecure. And I learned from that experience that we don't take much with us, our
mm-hmm.
integrity. So I came back very humble and very loving. I realized that the only thing that we really carry with us when we leave this earth is how much we've loved and how much we've given. So
Wow,
it was a very profoundly transformative experience for me.
And at such a young age. And I bet now you are continuing living such a spiritually driven life, knowing that that the heavens exist.
Yeah, I mean, when you have knowledge, which is beyond belief, right? It's just,
right.
You have such a different...
It's that knowing. It's that amazing
knowing. Is so comforting.
So, Craig, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your amazing story. I'm sure it is actually touching so many lives. We're going to take a commercial break. When we return, we'll be hearing from more of our listeners on Experiencing Heaven on Earth. This is Stacy Lynn on Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. We'll be right back.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self-potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to Gifts of Spirit Radio. I am Stacey Lynn, your host, teacher of the Gift of Spirit. And on today's show, we are talking about experiencing heaven on earth. And we just heard from two listeners their real-life stories and how they experienced the afterlife, the heavens. And then they returned just enlightened and just full of spiritual knowing, and they brought back so much love and peace with them. So we are taking listeners' callers right now to have them share their heavenly experiences with Spirit, and we are learning how it impacted their lives. So you can call in on 800-555-5453 to share. And we have Maya on the call with us today. Welcome, Maya, to Gift of Spirit Radio. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Stacey. It's always great to be on this show. I'm so happy to be on this show and to talk about my experiences of having heaven on earth. So I wanted to start by saying that I do relate to what your previous caller, Craig, said about his experiences around precognition, because I had a lot of that growing up. But today I want to talk about my experience and sort of the intertwining stories of being spiritual and being creative. So I've always been a writer in some shape or form for most of my career. And for most of my career, I was able to quickly, you know, create well-written pieces for business or marketing purposes by what I used to call getting into the zone. And I would come up with these things really quickly, and I didn't really think much of this ability to do it so quickly and so well. And I didn't really think much about how it worked. And as for, you know, growing up and through the years, as for connecting with loved ones who had passed, I do remember very vivid experiences of, even before reconnected, Stacey, of seeing them in my dreams, or when I'm going about my day, I would smell their perfume from time to time. And my mom and I would say to each other, okay, you know, they're visiting, they're checking in to say hello. But again, I didn't really pay too much attention to it, or didn't really think much about it. So my most recent spiritual awakening came in the form of meeting the love of my life in late 2010. And I meditated before our call today. And for today, he wants to be known as the D-Man, so I'll be calling him the D-Man for the call.
So I like that.
I met him in late 2010. And unfortunately, he had a really long illness soon after that, and he passed away in the fall of 2013. And unlike previous loved ones who had passed, I kept feeling his presence around me, like he didn't seem to go away. And I was really curious about that. So I would meditate and ask him, and, you know, say, I'm doing okay, babe. Just go in peace. Go do what you got to do on the other side. But he continued to linger. So I was curious about that, and I opened myself up to the possibility of some way of connecting with him. I didn't know who would help me do it. I didn't know how. I started to look up, you know, people could help me do it, but it didn't feel right. The energy kind of felt off, so I just stayed open to the possibility. And, you know, around this time, about a month or so after he passed, a mutual friend introduced us to each other, Stacey. And,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Right? And it was like this instant connection, like we had known each other before, and I'm sure we have. And you spontaneously suggested that we do a spiritual reading. And, you know, it's such a blessing to receive that spiritual reading from you, because towards the end of that reading, I was reconnected with the D-man, and he came through and started sharing these amazing messages to validate that he was still around me, and he started to give me guidance on how to connect with him, even though he had crossed over, that he was still very much with me, and that with your help, he could continue to guide and love me from the heavenly realms. So this just took my connection to loved ones in spirit to a whole other level, something that I didn't realize was available to me or to anyone, really. So since then, I've just been constantly enveloped in this feeling of heavenly love and a sense of incredible peace about knowing that our loved ones still exist and still continue to help us from the other side. And also since then, through conversations with you, Stacey, a few more spiritual readings that we've done together, and many moments of stillness and meditation, you and the D-Man have connected me not only to other loved ones on the other side who have stepped forward, but to go back to the theme of writing, to this amazing group of creative muses from, you know, so many through the ages who have stepped forward in turn to make their presence known and to guide me and to advance my writing and to take it to this completely unexpected place, because since we've made these connections, my writing now has evolved from purely earthly matters like business and marketing, which are important and, you know, still need to be done to some extent. But now I'm unfolding into my writing being this beautiful expression of spiritual principles like beauty and truth and love. And so in line with that, I now do a lot of tribute writing. This has been something really unexpected that has come into my life. And this tribute writing is, for now, it seems to be for people who have passed suddenly and unexpectedly from this earth, who are very much loved and admired and respected by many people around the world. And so when I sit down and I get this creative impulse to write, which I now know is completely guided by the heavenly realms and by spirit, and with the help of my creative muses, I sit down and I invite my muses into the writing process. And I ask them, okay, I'm about to write and pay tribute to this person who was important to so many people on earth. What would this person say if they were writing their own eulogy? Like, if they were still with us, what right. universal wisdom would they want to share with the loved ones that they had left behind, with the fans that they had, or with the many people that they have led and inspired in their lifetime? And what I found is that, you know, with each passing day, as I accept this new gift of this new style of writing, I find that I'm healing many, many grieving hearts all over the world. And
I because their spiritual energy is coming to you, and it's going into the writing, and it's touching so many hearts.
It's like finally understanding at a much deeper level what so many creative people around the world, whether they're writers or artists or performers, what they mean when they say that their work comes through them. I mean, I'm experiencing that on a much more conscious level now. And, you know, I'm receiving such spontaneous notes of gratitude from strangers who are stumbling upon my writing and saying that it brings them to happy tears. And it's just further validation that this is the kind of writing and work that I need to do much more of going forward to just help uplift the world. So, you know, when you asked me to consider coming on the show, I was thinking to myself, what is my experience of heaven on earth in this amazing journey so far of reconnecting with my loved ones and of connecting to my muses? And, you know, it's two things. Like, and I'm saying this from, you know, the depths of my soul, Stacey. Like you are my experience of heaven on earth, because you're helping me understand and believe how our loved ones and our muses guide us from the other side. So for that, and, you know, also my writing is my ongoing experience of heaven on earth to create a body of work that holds, you know, profound meaning and purpose. And I just want to really quickly share with you something that I read in my morning meditation today, which is, you are co-creating your life with the source of all that is. And, you know, we are all able to tap into our divine creative potential because it holds the wellspring of possibility for us to co-create far beyond our ability to see. So,
wow, that's beautiful, Maya. And thank you so much for calling in, opening up to spirit and then working with your muses and your spiritual writing. So we're going to take a break right now. This is Stacey Lynn on Gift of Spirit Radio, HealthyLife.net. We'll be right back.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacey Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacey Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacey Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacey Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacey Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. I am Stacey Lynn, your host, spiritual mentor and teacher of the Gift of Spirit. And our last caller that just called in, she did receive some spiritual readings from me to open up to receive. And you can actually schedule a spiritual reading with me at giftofspiritradio.com. Go to the contact tab. Okay. If you're just joining us on today's show, we are sharing heavenly connection experiences and taking callers at this time. And we have Jennifer on the line. Jennifer, welcome.
Hi, Stacey. It's Jennifer, and thanks so much for taking my call. I've known you since 2012, and
yes.
you've been a godsend to me, truly. So what happened with me is that my husband passed away in 2012. We've been married for 30 years, and because he and I had been studying spirit, we had had a number of experiences before his death, where we both knew that we could talk to spirits. So I knew that I could, but I was in such deep grief, the love of my life, that I needed assistance. And so that's when I went to Omega, and I think, Stacey, you were coming into your gifts at that time, and I met you, and I said, can you bring my husband through? And you said, yes, he's here right now, but he's telling me, that's you speaking, that he wanted you to show me how to meditate so that he and I could talk.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember
you did that. Yeah, it was so amazing because I knew how to meditate, but I had never used it as a vehicle. So I went home using your guidelines, and I went into a deep 20-minute meditation. And as I was coming out, I could feel him on the periphery of my consciousness because I also had the intention to talk to him.
Right.
And he was ready, and I was ready, and there he was, and the communication was so clear. He was able to tell me so many things. I had my computer open, and I was typing like mad everything he was saying. Because, you know, some of the stuff is ephemeral, and you lose it. It's like a dream. But
right.
I wanted to remember
it's
everything
he said.
It's hard
to retain it. Right, exactly.
It's very hard, and I knew that part. So I was writing it right away, and from that day on, for days and days and days, every day I would talk to him for like an hour. And I wrote all of it. I have so many pages of communication. It was fantastic. And What a gift, and thank you, Stacy, for that.
Oh, you're so welcome, Jennifer. It was, you know, early on in me coming into the gifts. I mean, I'd had them for about a year, but it was early on in learning that the spiritual gift that I had was not just for me and my family. It was to help other people. And I do remember meeting you on the shuttle on the way back from Omega, which is where we, you know, learned how to meditate and connect. And he was so clear, and he held out until that time. That week, I mean, Spirit orchestrates these meetings, and he held out until that ride into the airport where he came through, and he started giving pieces of evidence. I remember he said Aloha, or he's saying it now, and you were able to connect with him. And how did that impact your grief? Because what I remember is you were just, oh, the grief was so heavy for you, and so hard. And so share with us, you know, in meditation and connecting with him, how you were healed and how that impacted your life, knowing that you could have that spiritual connection with him and receive from him.
Well, Stacy, I think the biggest thing is when you lose someone that you love so much, there's this, I'll never see them again, and it's so devastating, you can't live with it. And then when you know that you actually can, it's just different, but it's still real and solid. And I know that when I pass, I will see him again. But even now, while I'm here in the physical world, living my life because I'm supposed to, because I'm still here, he's there. If I need him, I can feel his love, and I know that he loves me. And it continually reminds me that we are spirits having a temporary physical experience, not physical people having a temporary spiritual experience. That we're really spirit, that's the main thing of who we are. And so that guides all of my choices and all of what I value, that this is the most important thing that I am, and that all my loved ones are around me, and I'm surrounded by love. And because it's opening me up when I see other people sometimes and they talk about someone who's passed, I can sense that person is around them. And it's such a solid feeling of love. I don't know that I could have gotten through my grief without that.
Mm. That's so beautiful. Because meditation, you know, is a place for centering and connecting to your spirit. You know, as you mentioned,
it's
first having a human experience. And it's a place of, you know, that connection to who we truly are. And in that place, when we start to meditate, there's a development that happens if you have a daily practice in meditation where anyone can access the, you know, spiritual consciousness, you know, of the heavens and receive. And, I mean, Jeff knew, you know, they know so much more than we do here, but Jeff knew that this was the time for you and him to connect and for you to be on your spiritual journey and to share this and to know and to share with other people, because I really feel that those that have had these spiritual experiences, experiencing heaven on earth, are here to share this, you know, with humanity, with people in their lives. Just a few kind words, you know, just a touch and saying, you know, he's still with you, right? I mean, the love is still there.
Yes, and I think the intention, you know, the belief that, yes, you can, and then the intention to make that happen, you know, you need to want to, and then, and Stacy, you're such a great resource to help people learn this, and you've certainly helped me. I mean, you're a blessing for all of us, and I'm so grateful to you.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. I mean, Spirit at the time was bringing, I mean, the heavens, so many people at that time when I realized that this truly was a God-given gift, and it was not just for me, it was to help other people. And you were, you know, some of the early on people in 2011 and 2012 that were brought to me in that way to, you know, open up for that spiritual healing. And so thank you so much, Jennifer, for calling in. It just warms my heart to know that you had these experiences and you are sharing them in this world. So we will be right back. This is Stacy Lynn and Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. 4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Get to Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. I'm Stacy Lynn, your spiritual teacher of Get to Spirit. And in closing, I'd just like to say, experiencing heaven on earth happens to connect us to our spirit, that which is pure and that which is love. When we experience heaven on earth, we connect to this heart center of who we truly are. And what comes in this feeling is oneness and wholeness and bliss, because we're supposed to share this with the world. These heavenly experiences with spirit allow us to know without a doubt that spirit in the heavens exists. And it opens us to live a more spiritually driven life here. And I want to thank all our callers for sharing their amazing stories of experiencing heaven on earth. And my wish for everyone on this call is to experience the slice of heaven, to feel their spirit, that which is pure love. This is Stacy Lynn on Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. Thank you for joining us in this heavenly hour, and many blessings your way of love and spirit. Bye-bye.